This is KUNC. Every March, the town of Nederland, Colorado, hosts a festival in honor of one of its most famous residents. The annual Frozen Dead Guy Days features 3 days of coffin races, ice carving, and a polar plunge. But for one man, it's a year-round event. KUNC's Stacy Nick has more.
This old truck has one job, and that's just to take the ice.
In his 1994 GMC Sierra pickup, Brad Wickham drives us up a steep and winding road above the town of Nederland to a somewhat secret location.
The address maybe don't let anybody know, but there are people that know it's there.
It is actually Brito Morstol. Wickham is Morstol's caretaker. Every 2 weeks for the past 5 years, he makes the trip from Reliant Dry Ice in Denver up to Nederland to make sure Morstol is comfortable.
I have to admit, every now and then on my way up here, with a load of ice, I'll be thinking to myself, you know, I am the only guy in the world right now driving up the Rocky Mountains with a half a ton of dry ice to put on a frozen Norwegian.
Morstol died of a heart condition in 1989. 4 years later, his family moved his body from a cryonics facility in Oakland, California, to Nederland. The quirky town west of Boulder seemed a perfect place to start their own lab. As we get closer, the no trespassing signs become more frequent. Suddenly, as we come up a hill...
Whoa!
So there is the house.
The house is actually a cement bunker. It has no plumbing, heat, or electricity. Morstol's grandson built it. Off to the left is an unassuming gray tough shed, like the kind you'd find at Home Depot. Inside is a large wooden box. It takes up most of the shed, with just enough room for a memorial in the corner. There sit family photos and a couple of bottles of old granddad Kentucky straight bourbon. Wickham lifts the lid of the box, and underneath are layers of insulation, including heavy blankets, plastic tarps, and styrofoam. Lots of styrofoam.
It wouldn't hurt to show you, actually, the coffin, would it? These blocks are stacked on top. Thin metal coffin.
It's hard to see much beyond the heavy layer of frost that covers the casket. Multiple chains are wrapped around it with a padlock to keep out vandals. Wickham puts on a thick pair of gloves and unloads the more than half a ton of dry ice, layering the bricks on top of the casket like patio stones. It's tough work, but the mental toll is sometimes the hardest. When he first got the job, Wickham remembers waking up in the middle of the night wondering if he'd fully closed the lid.
I got in the truck to come up and check the door. I was just stressed about screwing something up. Thawing him out. Now it's just routine.
It's a routine that Wickham takes seriously. He feels a responsibility to the man he and many in the town of Nederland affectionately call Grandpa Brito.
I'm going to have to probably visit a therapist to see what's going on. Why? I would consider this, you know, something I can't stop doing.
It might have something to do with his previous 25-year career as an emergency room respiratory therapist.
I don't know if I transitioned from taking care of living people to dead people. That's kind of that same sensation.
Do you ever talk to him?
I do, but today I guess he could pick up on our conversation. But yeah, I'm not going to come up here and say anything every 2 weeks. If he did come back to life, and, you know, ask me why the heck I wouldn't, you know, talk to him, I don't know. Didn't have an answer.
And with that, Wickham puts the last of the dry ice on the coffin.
All right, Grandpa. All tucked in.
As we drive back to town, I ask Wickham why he does this. It can't be for the money. Wickham only makes about $25 an hour, much of which goes toward gas and maintaining his truck. He says he's developed a fondness for the man he only knows through those photos, posing in the Norwegian mountains, surrounded by family.
And you can tell he's just the center of everybody's focus. So I'm just thinking to myself, what would it be like to ice fish with him or take a boat through the canals with him? So I've developed this kind of like thing about it. I've got this responsibility. It's to the family, and there's no one else here necessarily to do that for them.
Like the two caretakers before him, Brad Wickham knows he won't do this job forever. He's training apprentices to eventually take over. But for now, he's happy to hang out for a little while with Grandpa Brito. Stacy Nick, KUNC, Nederland, Colorado.